Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay. I know God forgotten if you said the half shekel, the last day, was the first in Nisan or the or Pesach.
No, the first of Nisan.
Okay. All right. I'll try to get that information to you.
I'm sorry?
I forgot my son-in-law. And the rabbi never did give me the information, so I'm not going to do anything with it for that one.
Understood. And for next year, you can do it.
Okay.
Because the last day is actually before the Rosh Chodesh.
Malka.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to mute. Hello, Malka.
Hello.
Good evening, all. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yitzhak Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha sagvenu, acharenu, no ra, ufreshayan, sintet nun. Na gibor, dorshe yehudcha, kevavat, shamrem. Nun gimel dalad, yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sidkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, tzaditat gimel. Chasim kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adatah, et kuf bet, ket nunayan. Yachid ge'e, lamcha p'nei, zokre kiddushata, yud gimel lamed, pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel Ushmatzi akatenu Yodea talumot Shin kufav tzadiyut taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Noser Chesed L'alafim, Noseyalon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool of a verse from Parashat Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidchilu, erchimud chilud chilu erchimu. Le'achda l'shem yudhei b'vavhei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'sok Torah mitzvah. V'ayinu amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei, aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nand Kucha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Beleit Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ladach yale yamine yaulan haga beyakalana tehakulu oada dikshot inun wikola itzderich bealma. The energy of our current year, 5780. As the revealed energy of compensation and the concealed energy of Shefa. And the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying verses from the Tanakh that connect to both energies. Today we're going to study Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 36. Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Da Wanu Heyo Eli Ben Adam Atishpot Et Hahala Uyet Ahaliva Behaged Lahen Et Toavotehen. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael undati v'shakan tav tav v'lo yirgaz Od willow Yosifu, Bene Avlala Anoto, Ka'asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa heya yoza la me behe he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pehe la nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. A nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo. A si la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re, yo me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the second day, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Grossnas, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Shlonim, Rabbi Eliyahu Meir Finkel, Rabbi David Stavsky, we will now connect to the Ketoret utilizing the first link at the bottom of the unique astrological times page. And we scroll down to page 5. Ata hu Adonai Yohewahe Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehitiru Avoteinu Lifanecha Et Ketored Hasamim Bizman Shevet Hamikdash Kayam Kasher Tvita Otam Al Yad Moshe Neviach Kakatu B'Toratech. Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Kach Lecha Samim Natavu Shelet Ve'el Bena Samim Ulvona Zaka Bad Bevad Yihye Ve'asita Atakatore Rokach Mase Rokeach Mimulach Tahor Kodesh V'shachakta Mimena Hadek L'un V'notata Mimena Lifne Haedut V'ohel Moed Asher Ivaed L'hashama Kodesh Kadashim Tihye Lachem V'ne'emar V'hiktir Ala V'haron T'toret Samin B'boker B'boker B'hetivo Ebhanerot Yaktirena Ufo Alot Acharon Ed Hanerot Bein Arbaim Yaktirena Ketoret Tamid Livne Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Ledorotechem Tanu Rabbanan Petuma Ketoret Ketzad Shelosh Meot Wishishim Ushbona Manim Ayuba Shelosh Meot Wishishim Wachamisha Kaminyan Yamot Achaman Mane Bekoyom Machatito Baboker Umachatito Baerev Ushloshamanim Yeterim Shemehem Mavnis Kohen Gadol Benotel Mehem Milo Chafna B'yom HaKippurim Machatiran Lamateshet Ve'erev Yom HaKippurim Kedei Lekayem Mitzvah Daka Min Hadaka V'achad Asar Semanayim Hayuva Ve'eluhem One Hatsari Two Vatsiporen Three V'halvena Four V'halvona Mishkal Shivim Shivim Mane Five more Six Uftia Seven Vishibolet Nerd Eight Vikarkom Mishkal Shisa Sar Mane Nine Koshtai Masar Ten Kilufa Shilosha 11 Kinamon Tisha Borit Karshina Tisha Kabin Yayin kafrisin. Sein tilat baka bin tilata weim lo matza. Yayin kafrisin. Mevi yo. Tamar chivar atik melach. Sedomit rova. Male ashan. Toshihu rebinatana bavli. Omer af kapat hayarden, kol shehiyo im natan badivash pasalav im chiser, achat mikol siman manecha hayav mita. And now for the Kaddish. My computer closed a particular page with the Kaddish on it, so I have to reopen it. So please excuse the delay. And we all say Amen. We all madiv rakirute viamlich malchute bechayechon viomechon uvechaye. He called Beit Yisrael. Ba'agalav vizman kariv. It barach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal sh'medekucha le'ela min ko birkata v'shirata tushpechata v'nechemata ta'amiran v'alma. Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav u'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Vayikra. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha of Vayikra. And when that landing page opens up, we will be reading from section 11, starting with Pasuk 84, I believe. And we do need to say a Baruch Shem Kivod prior to that, to close out the Ana B'Koach and all that we have done. So now we will say a new L'Shem Yehud and start with Pasuk 84. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu L'Yachta L'Shem Yudhe Bovavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Karenei Lu. Pasuk 84. Ad Hawo Azle Pagabu Ribi Abba Amru Amareya Dahachmeta Ate Nekabel Ante Chikinta kat kerivu bechadeya ishtamit mi das Torah dekuftera benatat benachat gabon. The translation. While they were walking, Rabbi Abba came towards them. They said, "Here comes the man of wisdom. Let us welcome the presence of the Shekhinah." When they approached him, he came down from the saddle and went to them. My commentary, this is an introductory pasuk. Pasuk 85. Patach v'yamar v'yehi ko ha-shofar Olech v'chazek mi'od v'gomer V'yehi ko ha-shofar Atach ligu sifre chad ma'e V'ku b'chad mila Itekau Itman di Amar Ko Hashofar Tere Kol Chad Hashofar Tere Vedaik La Mila Ketivayehi Hashofar Holeik Bechazik Ela Kol Hashofar Kol hanafik mi shofar, dawadai shofar ikre, kida'a itaka b'shofar gadol, v'hayihu shofar gadol, t'veyan dafkin avdin lecherut, almin v'chao. The translation. He opened the discussion, saying, and then the voice of the shofar sounded louder and louder. The ancient books are divided on this subject, all stumbling on the same thing. Some say that the voice of the shofar is two, the voice being one and the shofar one, namely Tiferet and Bina. This is strengthened by the words which do not say, the shofar sounded louder and louder, but the voice of the shofar, which indicates the voice coming out of the shofar, as the voice is there on pin, which comes out of the shofar, that is Bina. Assuredly, Bina is called a shofar, as it is written, a great shofar shall be blown. This Bina is a great shofar through which slaves are given everlasting freedom, for the 50th year is the secret of Bina, which illuminates and sets slaves free. All the enslaving klipot are abolished through its lights. We have already established this. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. To students of Kabbalah, in order for the voice to become louder, the level of malchut grows to receive this loudness. Pasuk 86. Leitzman detane v'daik v'kolachad v'gin diktiv kol ha-shofar kol diikre shofar yemin al diikre kol mima diktiv kol gadol v'lau yasaf the high kogadol ikre shofar, the alda ko ha shofar. Holesh eti vilam holesh, ite mal har sinai, holy Israel. Yored mi baele aela, oraita mai. Nafka v'matarda Yehu kelala d'kosher arkalin Yitivat v'kad yistatachlun Mile kolachad. The translation, some learn and specify that it is all one, since it is written, the voice of the shofar, namely the voice that is called shofar, which is Bina. Whence do we know that Bina is called a voice? From the words, a great voice which was not heard again. This great voice, Bina, is called a shofar. Therefore it is written, and then the voice of the shofar sounded. Literally, it went. Whither did it go? If you say to Mount Sinai or to Israel, it should have said descended. But the Torah issues from here, from Bina, and the word went refers to the Torah. The Torah was given from this place, Bina, which comprises all voices. When you look at things, all is one, for there is no conflict between the two explanations. My commentary, with contemplation by the students of Kabbalah, this verse will become clear. Pasuk 87. V'yalda luche kadmai rishimin hei ha'atar ha'wo v'dahura zad mila diktiv barut al haluchot al tikre charut ela cherut cherut mamash atar dekol cheru Eyatalya Vatiyah Velet Lachmi Labio Raita Yamrin Kulhu Chavrayayo Dahaki Vedahaki Dela Azil Kola Leatar Chadumabua Tarit Kenash. The translation. Since the Torah came out of Bina, the first tablets were engraved from this place, from Bina. This is the secret meaning of the words engraved, which is the Hebrew word charut, on the tablets. Do not pronounce it charut, but cherut, which literally means freedom. For it is said, for it is real freedom, being the place on which any freedom depends. For freedom from all klipot comes only through the lights of Bina. Come and see that there is nothing in the Torah on which there is disagreement, about which all friends argue and discuss. This one so and that one so. That does not wholly follow into the same place, which is Malchut, and gather into the one source, Yesod. My commentary. With contemplation by the students of Kabbalah, this verse will become clear. Pasuk 88. Holech kada'a kol cham chalim hochim el hayam. Uktiv hakol holech el makom. Echad vechazek. Meod kamad detanenan. Kalim achazik. Arbaim. Se'ad hazik me'od, k'leit lach mila be'oraita, halasha ot vira, dekatis dekol tinda, la delatishka la takifa, kefatisha. Bemat bar siti narin, lehihi tahalasha minachu, kimadi ukmuha, diktiv kilo davarak, uveim raku. Mihemihu. The translation, and then the voice of the shofar sounded. Literally, it went. This has the same meaning as all the rivers run, literally go into the sea. Namely, into Malchut called sea. It is also written, all go to one place, namely into Malchut. Louder, literally becomes very strong, is as we have learned that Bina is the secret of a vessel that contains 40 measures. Very strong teaches that there is nothing in the Torah that is weak or broken. When you look at it and know it, you shall find it strong as a hammer that breaks rocks. If it is weak, it comes from you, as we established from the verse, for it is not an empty thing. If you find it empty, it is from you. Therefore, Scripture says, very strong. My commentary. This pasuk is about code words. It also hints to the spiritual law that you are the cause of what happens to you. This is the end of section 11, the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? So does anyone have any questions? Our 7 o'clock tomorrow morning is going to be the study of the month of ER as part of taking control of the astrological sign of Shore. I hope you'll join us. And have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tuv to all. The Patrador. Shalom.